All right. I'm going to trust that we've switched over. Sorry for the late start, guys, but welcome to this week's edition of Post Adolescence Glow. I'm so excited to be hosting Emperor Jones this week for an acoustic set. Go ahead and say hi, guys.
What's up?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's up, everybody?
How you doing?
Here, let's get right into our first song. Go ahead and tell us what it's called.
All right, this first song is called Sleepless. It's this is actually an original, so I hope you guys like it.
Slept away the red in my eye. Now I see the water falling, crashing on the smoke I brought in. You say I said some pretty things to ya about this and that and other little pieces I could not recover. Safe to say I went too far down the road.
Down the road
I'll never get on. Safe to say I went too far down the road.
Down the road
I'll never get on. One more drug to lean on. Dried up love that we're dealing. No more sleepless dreaming. Now I'm told that you're away. Maybe one thing that I do recall won't be disappeared by my habit, like the Cabernet on my jacket. Conversation that broke our bread, where you smile when you said it, song you sang when you rested. Safe to say I went too far down the road.
Down the road
I'll never get on. Safe to say that I'm a fool. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Thought you'd save me. She just gave me.
Sure. That was awesome. I love that, guys. Yeah. So, can you tell me a little bit about like what that song's about?
Oh, what the song is about. So, I'm just the artist. I'm kidding. The song is honestly, I can't really even say it's about anything. I think I just try to find lyrics that sounded kind of cool with the actual song.
Totally.
Maybe one day I'll graduate to a level where I can actually write about stuff that's worth writing about.
Get emotional.
But not there yet. This is definitely one of the first songs I wrote, but just kind of wanted to write a little reggae tune, because who doesn't like some reggae? I don't know.
Don't we all? I agree.
Who doesn't like Lucas Ferrer either?
Okay, all right. Hmm. I'm leaving.
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
Cool. Well, what's this next one called?
This next one is called... Wait, let me see if I can get this up.
Actually,
wait, no, I'm keeping this. This next one is called Bring It On Home To Me. It's a Sam Cooke song. Just a song that I've loved my entire life.
Great song. Awesome. Wait, and
hope you guys like it.
Can you all say your names and what instruments you're playing right now, too?
Okay, so I'll start. I'm Lucas. I'm playing acoustic rhythm guitar right now, and I'm also singing.
I'm Henry. I'm playing acoustic, just played the bass.
And I'm Harry. I'm the drummer, but we're going for some nice Cajon vibes right now.
Cajon.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
I'm excited. You guys are the first Cajon we've had on the show this semester.
Okay.
First for everything. All right. Well, give it to us.
All right.
Take it away.
Awesome. Wow, you can sing.
Yeah. It's a little earlier in the morning, that's why
now I feel
came
you.
Out of me there for a second.
Only half a coffee.
Yeah.
Feel you there.
Yeah, my vocal warm-up was Robitussin and coffee. So.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to warm up this morning.
Yeah.
It was sad. Wow, I love that. So can you guys tell me a little bit about just like how you started playing and when that happened?
Yeah.
And
Yeah, so Emperor Jones started out, what was that? Fall. Well, Lucas and I actually decided to quit our sports, which was actually the start of it.
Yeah, and then Henry slid in my DMs a little bit.
I slid up in his DMs because he's cute, and because he could sing. He had, you know, he had the confidence to sing, and we needed that. So, you know, it was Lucas and I. We had an old guitarist, Emmett Stein. Shout out, Emmett. So it was kind of a three-piece, and then Lucas brought in his friend Samson to play drums with us. And, you know, it was great, you know, but Samson needed to express himself a little more. He's really good at the piano. Yeah, exactly. And so we ended up bringing on Harry over here.
And that's when Henry slid into my DMs.
I slid into a lot of DMs, I guess. Yeah, I guess that's my thing here with the band. But no, so we all kind of, we all kind of joined up, came together. And then this year, actually, Lucas recruited one of his best friends, Trent Steinberg, from Berkeley.
Berkeley guy. Shredded last weekend. He's really good.
And, he took us to the next level, and that's the five-piece right now. And then, obviously, you know, we played a show at 209 Lacrosse House once, and afterwards, Lila Felzer came up.
I was wondering how this happened.
Right, yeah. She was like, I want to manage you, along with two other people, like, later in that night. And Lila was the only one that followed up. And I said, hey, look, if you come over right now, you can be our band manager. And she did. Hung over on Sunday morning. So that's all I cared about.
She shows up. I love that.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so I'm curious about where your name's from. Where did you decide Emperor Jones?
Emperor Jones was actually my father's band he was in college, about in the 90s. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, all my life he was trying to get me to pick up the guitar, and COVID hit and I finally decided to pick it up. I dropped
Love
sports,
that.
Picked up the guitar, and started Emperor Jones. So
that's
the name.
That's sick. Honestly, it makes me feel better because I've been teaching myself to play the guitar over the last, like, 5 weeks.
Hey.
And it's hard.
It's the first month. It's the first month that's hard. And then after that, you'll be fine.
Figure
all you gotta
out.
Do is learn all the first open chords. You'll be good after that.
Okay. Good to know. Yeah, because I feel bad. My poor neighbors and housemates are just tortured by my horrific guitar singing. Guitar playing, but
hey, you have to start somewhere, right? The best time to start was 10 years ago. The next best time to start is today. You know what I mean?
That is a great way to put it.
You know what I mean?
And it's also just cool because, like, I think that there are so many bands at Tufts that are just getting started and they're just kind of figuring out their stuff. And, like, it's inspiring for other musicians even to just hear how you guys were like, all right, let's just, like, start from scratch, see where we can get. And you can really get somewhere, too, which is really cool. I'm wondering what are you guys graduating this year?
Yeah.
So, like, are you going to keep playing after you graduate, you think?
Definitely. Okay. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're all going separate ways, right? We all have different places we want to end up.
The music never dies.
Yeah, like, that's the great thing about it. Like, I don't know. I'm also a film major. Like, if I don't have access to film equipment, I can't make movies.
Mm, cool.
For music, you just need an instrument, and
totally.
That you can take wherever you want, you know?
Yeah.
So I never have to give that up, which is awesome.
Nice. So one question I ask most bands is, how is music a therapeutic outlet for you? Do you, like, and how do you make time?
Yeah, I mean, music is everything. I mean, I picked up drumsticks for the first time when I was 4 years old, and that was really the thing that, like, me and my dad would bond over. He was a really big musician when he was my age, too, like, playing, like, punk rock shows all the time. So that's really what allowed us to, like, get a lot closer together, and I just fell in love with it. And not to sound like cheesy or anything, but it's kind of like my little escape from reality. You know, like when I'm sitting behind the drum kit, I'm not really worried about anything else that's going on. I'm just trying to, like, you know, play something that sounds nice. And it also just gives me the opportunity to spend quality time with my friends, like be creative,
totally.
You know, like really express myself, like through something other than words, you know, as much as I do love to talk. I don't want to speak for everybody else, but I think that we can all agree that, like, music is really something that just allows us to kind of, like, blank out of what's going on in our everyday lives and just
totally.
Have fun and relax.
Yeah,
you know?
And I would say for me, just because, I mean, for me and Henry probably, well, because we were both, like, athletes who, like, played at Tufts, like, that was my identity, you know?
Yeah.
And then I gave that up, and I was like, all right,
who
I'm just, like, what do I do? Like, what do I contribute?
Yeah,
and then
totally.
Music has definitely stepped in and filled that void. So it's been therapeutic for me in that sense where I feel like, I don't know, I can, like, look at myself and everything I'm doing and be like, yeah, I'm all right, you know? Like,
totally. Yeah,
so
I feel like
that's what I would say.
Our own self-realization through music is really important. Like, and I think that what people are playing and what people are listening to says so much about them as well. And I think it's also certainly special to be in a space with people you can be vulnerable with and create that safe space to say, well, this is a little creatively different, but what about this? Or, like, what sounds good to you? Especially, like, I'm wondering about your songwriting process. How does it work?
I wish I knew, honestly. I have no idea. Like, I feel like when Lucas and I were talking about this the other day, when you try to sit down and force something, it just doesn't usually work. You know, it's kind of, raw emotion, music. That's what it is for me. And when I write, it's usually, you know, I'm either emotional. I am emotional, whether it's good or bad. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of when my best work comes out, is when it's just natural and authentic.
Totally.
And, you know, the emotions drive it, not just you wanting to write a new song. You know, I wish I could pin down an exact process. But mm-hmm. To be honest, to be frank, there really is none, which is the scary part. But, you know, you just got to trust the process, I guess, whatever that is.
I think that's what makes creating music so potent and poignant, too, because it really doesn't look, I mean, depends on what you're doing, but it's not as, like, technical or regimented as, for example, like, doing a sport. Or, like, for me, like, I grew up singing musical theater music. I was learning how to sing to sound like somebody else. But it's really cool when you're working with a band, because you're kind of like, how can I be original? And like,
right.
How can I be creative and lean on other people to support me in that?
Yeah. Right. So, I also think like music is a language that it's the one language that every single person can speak in the world. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's the most beautiful thing about it. And you see that in a band where you guys start communicating to each other. And, you know, it's something magical about that experience. I know when I play guitar with my friends and they're like kind of beginners and we jam out, they're like, that was the most euphoric feeling I've ever had, just like playing music and communicating in a completely different medium.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's the coolest part about the group dynamic, is just the way that we can communicate without words and just notes.
Nice. I love that. And totally, music is the universal language. And I'm super excited to hear us all sharing that today. And I've loved all of your words. Anything else you guys want to say before I have you get into the second half of your set?
Anything else follow us?
Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
That would be so cool.
Also, for anybody that was entered in that giveaway, we are sorry. We were, you know, we had a little bit of fun that night, and we kind of forgot about it, if we're being honest. So we'll select that this weekend. How about that?
Yeah. And also, for everyone who's like, okay, I'm ready to follow Emperor Jones on Instagram. @ Emperor Jones Band.
There you go. Can't miss it. Also, please follow the Post Adolescence Glow Instagram account. It's Post Adolescence Glow. There's a collaborative post on there with this band, so y'all can see it. Give them a follow. And do you guys have Spotify stuff going? Or
not yet. That's the next step.
In the works? Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
In the spring.
Yeah. We're going to try to drop a single at some point early. I don't know. Maybe January. It's hard to rush it. I mean, it's the hardest thing to release a song, so...
Yeah. I mean, we've been writing for the last year, like, sporadically, and, you know, like, to add on to what Henry said about, like, the whole, like, process of creating, there's just no, like, blanket system. It's not uniform at all. Like, half the best stuff I've written has been on the subway or in a park or walking down the street, and when I sit down and try to write it, that's when I feel like the worst stuff comes out. So we've been putting in a lot of effort on that front, trying to craft our own sound, really, because, you know, the objective of the band at first was, like, to be a killer cover band, you know? Like, try to, like, emulate some of the things that, like, the all-time greats have done. And we definitely all have different music taste as well. But now it's really about, like, crafting our own sound. So we've been working pretty hard at that. We got a lot of stuff in the works, and we're looking forward to, like, really recording it, mastering it, and putting it out there.
You know, that's so sick. Well, yeah, be gentle with yourself. And I'm sure you guys will come up with some great stuff. I'm looking forward to hearing it. And, yeah, keep your eyes out for some new music from Emperor Jones eventually.
Yeah. Cool.
All right, go ahead and introduce your next song and get into it.
Oh, wait, so should I do...
What are we doing?
Should I do Rolling Stone now?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to do a Bob Dylan impression.
Heck yeah.
So we're going to see how that goes. Just because I really like this song. All right.
Oh, God. I should probably take the headphone. Here, give me that. There you go. Oh.
The hat hair has been exposed.
Okay.
Now we're good.
There you go.
All right, let's hear it, kid.
Here you go, mate.
Come on, mate.
Oi, mate.
Headphone troubles.
Yeah, take your time.
All right. Sorry for the lull.
Okay.
All right, this one's called Like a Rolling Stone. If you've heard it, sing along.
What?
You don't know what you're losing.
Yeah.
Best song of all time, probably. Right?
What?
It's probably right there.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bombs of dime in your prime.
you. People called, said beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't seem so proud. Now you don't talk so loud. Without
woo,
trust your next Mio. How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own? No direction. Like a rolling stone. Oh, yeah, gone to the finest school. All right, Miss Lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in air. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street. Now you're gonna have to get used to it. Say you never compromised the Mr. Tram, but now you realize, oh, he's not selling any alibis. As you stare into the vacuum of his eyes, say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? No direction home. Complete unknown. Like a rolling stone.
Monica was so good. I love that.
That's just one of my favorite songs ever. So that was something I've been wanting to do ever since I learned how to play the guitar.
That's awesome. Well, you killed it. Love Bob Dylan.
Yeah, dumb riddle.
Robot tossing wouldn't kill you.
What's the next song you got, guys?
Should we do Rosette?
Yeah, let's do Rosetta.
Rosette. This great. One's also an original. I wrote this one on New Year's Eve. 2021, actually. What's up? Sorry, my band mom was talking to me real quick. I was distracted. And yeah, I wrote this. I don't know. It's about probably a conflicted love or something like that. We'll see.
Okay, something like that.
Yeah, something. Yeah. You know?
Rosetta Stone, I'ma get the damn soul before I rest my bones.
no vendetta, no. I'm getting an answer before the day is long. No Rosetta Stone, I'm do the damn thing before the deal is done. Yeah. No Rosetta Stone, I'm get out that storm before I. Oh, baby, if you love me, love me. Oh, baby, if you love me, love me. Oh, baby, if you love me, dear. I think this pill is potent. Rosetta Stone, Cinderella. Tomorrow's sorrow, today's the better weather. Rosetta Stone, Cinderella. She says she loves me, but she don't know no better. I'm a Rosetta Stone, Cinderella. Oh, she says she loves me, but she don't know no better. I'm a Rosetta Stone, Cinderella. Oh, 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 oh. Got me bothered, I'm bothered. She came right back in, I said, hold it. Baby girl got me lost in the bottle. Make the liquor thicker, pour more, and I'll forget about it, baby. I got the devil at my front door. You keep on knocking, damn, I hate it. But then the angel sitting next door saying regret will drive me crazy. I just can't think about it anymore. I got it going, going crazy. Rosetta Stone, Cinderella. Tomorrow's sorrow, today's the better weather. Yeah. Rosetta Stone, Cinderella. She says she loves me, but she don't know no better. I'm Rosetta Stone, Cinderella. Oh, says she loves me, but she don't know no better. I'm Rosetta Stone, Cinderella. Oh, 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 oh. Rosetta Stone, Cinderella. Says she loves me, but she don't know no better. Rosetta Stone, Cinderella. I thought she loved me, but she don't know no better. I'm a, oh, Rosetta Stone. I'm a do the damn thing before the day is done. I'm a do the damn dead or no. I'm a get out there soon before.
Wow, that was amazing.
Thank you.
I love the Rosetta Stone, like, thing. That's so fun.
Yeah.
Catchy. It's awesome.
Thank you. So, Jack. Henry, what's the Rosetta Stone? What is it? Can you tell them?
No, that's a funny story.
tell them.
Okay. So, Lucas and I were, you know, drinking maybe, something like that. And I remember feeling like I was, like, you know, kind of stuck in the couch maybe. I was thinking to myself, damn, I kind of feel like the Rosetta Stone. Thinking that the Rosetta Stone, you know that sword that's like stuck in the rock?
Yeah.
I think it's called Excalibur or something like that. Yeah. I thought that was the Rosetta Stone, okay? No, it's not. The Rosetta Stone is actually like a Egyptian tablet that translates stuff. But it actually ended up working out because that song was kind of...
Wait. Do you want to
stop doing it? Gotcha. Yeah, it started kind of like me and my ex-girlfriend, you know, figuring out love language stuff, so the Rosetta being like a language translation thing actually ended up working out, even though it started as a sword and a rock. So there's a lyric there that's like, I don't know, oh, Rosetta Stone, I'm gonna get the damn sword before I rest my bones. I'm just not gonna change that lyric, you know, I just think it's funny. So
You shouldn't.
Hell yeah. What we got, loaded?
Wait, are you sure? No.
We're good.
You guys.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no worries.
All right.
You want to do loaded?
I'm down.
It's 2 minutes, so we can. All right.
Yeah, it's super quick.
Okay, give us a quickie but a goodie.
Wait, dude, that's how it was first. Rosetta Stoned, Cinderella.
You got harmonica?
I'm gonna show you a picture after this. Oh, you're gonna like it.
I'm sure I will.
Oh.
Whoops.
Oopsie.
Thank you. It's super poppy, beachy. Yeah.
Is that one released yet? Or no,
not yet. What's that?
I'll write it up. Really
fuck fast. Yeah. Hell yeah. We appreciate it. That.
We're gonna get censored, babe.
What's up?
Yeah, I said we're gonna get censored.
Yeah. I'm down. All right.
That's right, yep.
That's on brand, though. Ready?
Fair.
Right here?
Let's do it.
Thank you guys for that last one. I love that. Okay, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and have you all file out of the studio.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us.
So much, Amelia. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Of course. Thank you, guys. Thank you for being here.
Of course.
Sorry for the big, crazy rush.
No.
Sorry for being late.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Kind of on us.
On brand. On brand, too.
All right. Thanks, guys. Meg, if you could give us that PSA, that would be great.
All right, guys. It is PSA time. Today's is called Go Green with Rechargeable Batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? This is a message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. This is Meg. The name of the show is Post Adolescence Glow. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Tell me what.
right. We are now in our second half of our set. That was the transition from hell, but we made it. So this is our band. We're kind of working on a name. Right now we're thinking of being either Rhodes, we're being Roadside Indigo, I think is our name. Yeah, took us a while to figure that out. But this first song is called Yellow is the Color of Her Eyes. It was originally written by Soccer Mommy. And yeah, here's that.
Thank you.
we have 10 minutes, so that's why I was like, sorry guys. Okay. I'm thinking maybe we should go into Hands Down. Time's sake, then we can do whatever on Honey at the end. Fill the rest. Yeah? All right. Yeah. I hope all that are listening are having a great week. Hi, Mom. Rob. this next song is called Hands Down by the Greeting Committee. Yeah, I'm really excited for this one. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yep. Minutes. So it's Honey time. This song is Honey, originally written by a drug dealer and Wiseblood. I love Wiseblood. She's amazing. And yeah. All right, let's get into it. Justin, you.
When you're not around, your people have their way with words, and you don't have to feel the sound to feel the burn.
Okay, well, it's 12:58. Like, low-key, we could do forever really fast if you wanted to, but we wouldn't be able to switch. I don't... Would it?
Let's just do it with guitar.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
We got 1 minute.